guys, we are in this series called I Am Not Afraid. And we're talking today about this topic of no God. So we're so glad to have you all here with us today. And last week we talked about, in our topic of not afraid, or I guess the first week, sorry, not last week. The first week we talked about how we live by faith, not by fear. And then we talked about how we need to shine the light and not hide it, right? We need to shine the light of Jesus in our life and let everybody see it. And then last week we talked about faithful work, loving deeds, and enduring hope, and how we can, this is all part of sharing the light of Jesus in our life, and how we can continue on in this faithful work he's called us to do, how we can love others because we've been loved by Christ, and how we can share this hope that only Jesus can bring. Amen? And we want to be known as carriers of hope. We want to be known as hope dealers, don't we? And we want to be known as people who can share this hope that only is found in Jesus once again. So today I was trying to think about I didn't write my sermon today. As I was preparing for today, I didn't want to just call it anything. It was an important one because something I find, and maybe even just this past week as I was preparing for this message, something I was feeling was a little anxious. And we have some stuff on the go. My parents are both back in the hospital right now, so just anxiousness with that, dealing through that, prepping the kids for school, just life as a whole. We felt a little anxious, and we just needed to refocus our focus on Jesus, and he is the one that takes away that, and he's the one that gives us joy and hope and all that stuff. So this past week, even as we were speaking through this, it was a renewal or a reminder for our family of who is our hope and what does Jesus do and what does he bring, and that we don't have to be afraid and we don't have to feel anxious, we don't have to feel alone, and we just need to know God. And when I was telling Ella what to type on Facebook, I said, the title of today is No God. And she's like, what? That's weird. And I was like, no, not N-O-G-O-D, it's K-N-O-W-G-O-D. So I want to point that out too. It's not no God as in N-O-G-O-D, it's no God. We need to know God. People would say, and I think for some of us, maybe it's easier even to say, that it's hard to sometimes explain how to trust God when people are going through something, you know? If you were to tell me what you're going through and I would just to say, trust God, it's easy to say, trust God, isn't it? But what does that mean? And how do you tell someone, how do you trust God? Like, what is there steps? Like, first you gotta, you know, put on both socks and then put on your second pair of socks? Or what do you need to do to trust God? What does that look like? How does that work? And we've talked about this a lot of times, about trusting God isn't just about putting our feet up and waiting for him to do something either. It's about trust, an act of faith, isn't it? Trust is an action. It's nothing passive about trust. And even when we're praying for things, like when we prayed earlier last year for the election, we don't just passively pray and say, well, God, whatever your will is, let's see what happens. Okay, I'm going to put my feet up and, you know, watch some football. That's not how it works when you trust God. You trust God, you take steps, you there's actions behind it, isn't there? So maybe you're someone or maybe someone you know is depressed or feeling stressed or financially stressed, or maybe they're going through some marriage struggles, or maybe it's health issues, maybe they're walking through sickness. There's times in life that are painful. Maybe it's the feeling anxious or alone or afraid that I talked about earlier, and realizing that we don't need to feel that way, do we? We just need to know God. Because when we know God, we know him, we know his character, we know his goodness. Our perspective is a lot different, I believe. Amen? It's weird preaching and speaking without music happening beforehand. I thought I'd point that out because it's probably weird for you guys. But I want to show you some verses today to help you grow in trusting God. And if you read Psalm 9, 9, and 10, It says, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. That should be a big amen for us. Those who know your name, those who know the name of the Lord, will trust him. Those that know you, God, trust you, God. Amen? When we know God, we trust him. It makes sense. But the question is, you don't just trust someone you don't know, do you? Like, when I first rolled into Rosetown, I'm sure not everybody just trusted me instantly. You needed to get to know me before you could trust me. And, I mean, you're not trusting me with your prayers, obviously, but you know what I mean? With relationship, with talks, all that stuff. And when you go through Scripture, when you know God's name, there's so many names of the Lord, of God, there's name after name, and I'm not going to try to even remember them all, so I'm not going to name them all, but there's like Jehovah Rapha, there's Jehovah Jireh, there's Jehovah, you know, and we're going to go through some of those coming up in the fall, which is going to be fun and exciting because you're going to get to hear me try to speak with some of those accents that I'm not very strong at speaking in. You should have heard me in French class in elementary and junior high, guys. You would have loved it. But what do you call God? What do we call someone? Or what we call someone tells us a lot about our relationship with that person, doesn't it? See, like I call Stacy sweetie or honey. And I shared sometimes Stacy calls me like stuff like handsome or hot stuff. And we're not gonna keep going. It's all the good names I'm telling you that she calls me, guys. No, she doesn't call me any bad names. But what do you call me? It has a lot to do with the relationship too, right? Some will call me Dave. Some will call me David. My mom calls me David. Some Pastor Dave. Some friends call me Misko still. It's a weird name, but Disco Misko was like a high school nickname when I played football and stuff. It's weird, but it stuck. And those that are really special to me call me Dad or Daddy. And I was almost in tears because I was driving home, and it's like I read something this morning on Stacy's Facebook that said, you know what, nobody prepared you for some of the hard things with the kids, like when they grow up and leave home. And boy, I'm not really ready for that. We've only got a couple more years. Ella, I'm not going to cry. Don't worry. Boy, I will then for sure, and probably lots of times leading up. She gets mad at me when I start talking about it because I start tearing up, and then she's like, it's okay, Dad. I'll still come visit. Darn right you're coming to visit. But what we call someone tells us about our relationship with them, doesn't it? And what you call God tells a lot about your relationship with God. Do you know him? Like some people, and this isn't a shot at anybody, but some people, and I've heard people pray this, dear big guy in the sky, dear big man upstairs, if you know, that tells a lot about your relationship because you don't probably know God yet on that deep level. And I'm just glad that's a starting point, guys. That's a starting point. And I used to think and I used to ridicule when I heard somebody say, but it really just actually, the past couple of years, I've really just changed my perspective and said, you know what? I'm just glad you're praying to God. And we can work on the terminology. We can work on the names because as you know him more, you're going to know him, aren't you? And what we know about him, or what we know about and truths about him, dictates how we communicate, doesn't it? I believe so. See, Jesus called him Abba, Daddy, right? And what we call God reflects on how well we know him. So how well do we know him? So we just read Psalms 9 and 10. Those who know your name trust in you. Is that up there, Ella? Those who know your name trust in you. So what is his name? In Psalms, we read often about how the psalmist says, you are. So God is who? Or who is God? Well, Psalms 22:19, but you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me. So when you're weak, God is your strength. And through God, your strength is made perfect. And every weakness you have is an opportunity to experience God's strength. Amen? God's presence, God's power. We can experience that when we experience God. And when you feel overwhelmed, like I did this week, when you have a little too much on your plate or on your mind, because sometimes I like to take things on my mind, and I'm like, that's how I work, in case you didn't know. I like to try to take things on in my mind, and I forget sometimes that he's my strength. I'm not my strength. I'm not strong in this. He is strong. He makes all my weaknesses perfect, and his strength holds me up. He gives us strength. So when you may feel weak or overwhelmed, what are you going to say? Who's your strength? God is my strength. So this week or any other time you're going through it, I encourage you to go to Psalm 22:19 and remember that God is your strength. And then we jump to Psalms 31:5. And it says, I entrust my spirit into your hand. Rescue me, Lord, for you are a faithful God. God is always faithful, isn't he? Always faithful. He's always strong and he's always faithful. People are going to let you down. People are going to disappoint you. I'm going to disappoint you and let you down at times. The economy around you might fail. How many of you get frustrated if you have stocks or stock options or this or that invested and you're like, oh boy, I just lost another, you know, $40,000 this quarter. Stuff's going to let you down. But God is always faithful, isn't he? The Lord is always faithful, and I'm so thankful for that. See, we may be faithless at times with God, but he is always faithful, isn't he? His faithfulness has never failed me once. He is always faithful. And then the next thing is, so we got God, you are my strength. God, you are faithful. And Psalm 65:5 tells us, you faithfully answer our prayers with awesome deeds. Oh God, our Savior, you are the hope of everyone on earth, even those who sail on distant seas. God, you are my hope. He is our hope, isn't he? That's what makes us hope dealers, because he is our hope. Because he is our hope, we can share hope. Our hope is not a person, is it? Our hope is not a leader, is it? It's not a government. It's not a system. It's not medicine. Our hope is in the one all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present God, isn't he? That's our hope. God, the person who spoke the world into being. The God who took dirt and made man. That's our hope. Those who hope in the Lord, or those that wait in the Lord, what does he do? He renews their what? He renews their strength. And then they're going to soar on wings like eagles. And they're going to run and not grow. We're not going to grow weary when we're running with God. And we're going to walk and not grow faint. We need to wait on the Lord, because he is our hope. So those that know God's name personally, intimately, they trust him. And they know things about God, like he's their strength, he's faithful, he's our hope. But what else do we know about God? Psalm 75:1 says, we thank you, O God. We give thanks because you are near. People everywhere tell of your wonderful deeds. So James tells us that every time, the book of James, every time you draw near to God, what does he do? He draws near to you. He draws near back. See, God is not a far-off God, is he? He's not a distant, uninvolved God, is he? He is a loving, caring, compassionate God who is always there and never leaves us. Amen? He's always there. Always there. And then Psalm 86:5. Then we jump to there, and it's like, oh, Lord, you are so good. You are so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask in your help. See, God isn't just good. God is so good. Amen? And I remember there was that song. Now you're going to get a song out of me anyways. But God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. He's so good, isn't he? He puts his praise in us. He gives us life. He gives us breath. He loves us so much. And you know what? I love this is what's so cool about God's love and how good he is. This shows me how good God is. We had to do nothing to earn his love. And there's another side of that. But we can do nothing to push his love away either. He's always going to love us. He always was calling us into relationship. He always wants us to know him. That's how good God is. That's pretty good, isn't it? And God isn't just ready to forgive. Did you know that? He's so ready to forgive. If we confess our sins and we tell him that, we want to make a turn, we want to make a change in life, God is not just ready to forgive, he's so ready. He's so ready. And it's like that story of the prodigal son, the son that left and came back. It wasn't just the dad was just like, oh yeah, your room, you know where it is. It's like, let's get a banquet going. Let's do this. It's on, right? And that's how it is with us. God is just always like, oh, you want to have a relationship? You want to talk? It's on. Come on. Come on. He wants to know us. He wants to talk to us. He wants to forgive, and he's so ready. He's so loving. And love isn't just what God does. And we've talked about this before. Love isn't just what God does. Love is who God is. Amen? Nothing you can do can get him to love you more or less. Like I just said, he loves you. And I'm spitting everywhere. Sorry. I'm going to have to disinfect this table. I'll get that after, Elaine. Don't worry. He loves us, though, right? So what do you call God when you know him? Say, God, you are my strength. God, you are faithful. God, you are my hope. God, you're always near. God, you are so good. God, you are so ready to forgive. God, you are so loving. Psalm 118, 28 to 29. Should be there. It says, you are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is what? For he is good, and his faithful love endures forever. Not just today, right? Forever. Forever. And I remember the day I learned how good God is. How good God is. I mean, and I've shared with some of you guys, I was raised in a church home, a Christian home. And maybe I didn't live really strong Christian life as a youth at times. But my mom always made sure I was at church. She drugged me by the ear, I think, a few times. And I'm so thankful for my mom that did that. Because it was in church on a Sunday morning, and I remember singing that song, and maybe you've heard it, that song, You Are My All in All. And, you know, it was when that song was being sung about how he is my all in all, and Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is the Lamb. And I don't remember all the words to it anymore because it's been so long since I sang it, but he is my all in all. And I remember it was that song. And I decided at that point who God was to me and who God was according to his word and his promises. And he became my strength in that moment. And he showed me that he is always faithful in that moment and that he was my hope. And he was always near. And he was so good. And that day, he was so ready to forgive and show me his love. And I'm so thankful that he was ready to forgive and so ready. And it was so loving through it all. So my question is this. Can you say that he's your God? And if you agree with these statements, then I'm so thankful that you do. But if you don't, if you can't say that he's your God, or maybe you can say at this point, I just don't know, then we're going to give you an opportunity in a few moments to call on him and ask him to ask his son Jesus to come into your heart and make him your God. And I want to remind you, if you're feeling fearful, if you're feeling discouraged, if you're feeling defeated, if you're feeling anxious, remember that everything has been defeated by Jesus' death on that cross and his resurrection. Amen? So if you're calling him, cry out to him if you're hurting. Tell him if you're hurting. If you're mad, tell him. If you're sick, give it to him. If you're afraid, cry out. If you're anxious, what do? You cast your cares on him, don't you? Because he cares for you. He loves you. He doesn't just care for you. He loves you. So, how do you trust God? You call unto him. See, remember what I said at the start of this message, is what we call someone tells about our relationship with him. So when we know him, we know to call out to him. So what do you call God? When you're weak, God is your strength. Amen? When you're weak, he's your strength. When you're feeling unstable and you're feeling nervous, you're feeling anxious, he is always faithful, isn't he? When you're unsure and afraid, is he not your hope? When you're feeling isolated, hurting, alone, you're not alone because God is near, amen? When you mess up, when you make a mistake, when you fail, when you sin, you know that God is near, God is so good, and he is so ready to forgive you. He has this unfailing love that is for you. Because God loves you, he sent Jesus for you. And then the other neat thing I think about this whole thing is that he didn't just shout from heaven, "Hey, Lyle, hey, Elaine, I love you. Keep it. Hey, Mel, hey, John, Thelma, guys, I love you. Keep it real down there." That's not what he did. Is that what God did? Is that what he did? No. He didn't just shout from heaven that he loves us. He sent his son Jesus and showed his love on earth in a tangible way by allowing his son to die on a cross for us so that we wouldn't have to live in despair and fear and in sickness and in any of that stuff, because he sent his son, Jesus, to earth to show us his love for us. So when you know Jesus, you can declare that God is my God, amen? God is my God. And guys, we're gonna close out in prayer here right now. But what I want to do is I want to give an opportunity. If you don't know God in the way that K-N-O-W, God, and you want to know God, or you don't know Jesus, and you want to know Jesus, maybe you've heard of them, maybe we've talked about them, but you've just never made that commitment. And maybe you've been stirred up inside to say, "I need to know God. I didn't know that he was my strength. I didn't know that he was my source of joy. I didn't know that he was so ready to forgive me because I messed up a lot." And maybe that's you, and you're like, I need to know him. I didn't know that, or I've heard it, but maybe I didn't believe it, but you need to know it, that he loves you. Through it all, he loves you. So I'm going to ask you guys in the room here, and those that are watching with a group online, if you're with a group and you know Jesus, I'm going to ask you just to repeat this prayer after me. And if you don't know Jesus, you don't know God yet, and you want to know God, just repeat this prayer and believe with your heart, and then come talk to me, and we can talk about a process. And if you're online, message me, and we can talk about the process and how to get you plugged into a good church where you're at. So would you just bow your heads with me and just repeat after me? Dear God, thank you for being so good. God, I know that my sin has separated me from you. God, restore me to you. Purify my heart. Jesus, forgive my sins. And draw me into a right relationship with you. God, thank you for your son, Jesus. And thank you for the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you pray that prayer, like I said, call me, email me, message me. Catch me at the back. I'd love to give you a Bible, and I'd love to just talk about getting you connected and how we can go about that process. Now what I'd like to do is just close the service in prayer, but I want you to agree with me. If maybe you've been feeling some anxiousness or fear or stress or worry, and you want to just give it to God because you know God, right? Amen? If you know God, you don't need to bear that burden. You don't need to carry that. And so if you would just pray in agreement with me today, I'd love to just partner with you in prayer this morning. And as we just pray that we'll be led by the Spirit and that we will just come to know God in an even deeper and more personal level, I guess, and know that we don't need to carry those burdens. So would you bow your heads with me? Father God, thank you for loving us. Period. God, thank you for just loving us. When we don't deserve it, when we've done nothing to deserve it, thank you for loving us. God, thank you for bearing the burdens. Thank you for being strong for us. God, thank you for bringing us joy and peace. Thank you for being so good, God. And God, right now, for those of us that may be dealing through worry or anxiety or stress or health issues or whatever it may be, maybe those of us that are doubting your love for us, God, or those that might be just questioning and not understanding, God, I pray that we would know you in a real way. Father, that it wouldn't be a matter of wondering, do you love us? But God, we would know that you love us. So God, I pray that for all of those that are listening here today and are at service today, God, Father, I pray that you would just remind us and instill in our hearts and our minds that you love us and you are so good and that you are our joy giver. So God, be with us today. Be with us this week, Father. Allow us to make an impact on others' lives, Father, as you make an impact on our lives. God, we love you. We thank you. Father, be with us this week and just continue to lead us into your good things. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. Amen. Guys, God bless. Have a great week, and we will talk to you guys next week.